Well,
I get some people indigestion. They're red on the outside and white on the inside.
It isn't a vegetable.
Is it a turnip? No,
it's
small, much smaller than a turnip. It's only about that big. It has one root. It's one root and it starts with an R. Radishes.
I've forgotten about radishes.
These are big white things that grow on the ground.
Well, turnips do.
Right. And how about things that you boil and sometimes they have them French fried?
Potatoes.
Now, what different kinds of potatoes?
You have sweet potatoes and white potatoes.
Okay. And how about this vegetable that you cut and when you cut it, it makes your eyes water? All right. And what different kinds of beans are you familiar with?
Well, there's a string bean.
How about something that you break open?
Oh, they call it a shelly, I think.
All right. And the on a graduation cap, that thing that.
The tassel.
All right. And on a corn, on an ear of corn, that stuff that you have to remove. You take an ear of corn, the first thing you take off is the.
I guess the silk, I guess.
Yeah.
Is
and then you have to take off the spine and stuff.
Silk. Corn silk.
Right. And then, these are things that look like little umbrellas that you see them growing out in fields. And people
toadstools,
you know,
mushrooms.
Yeah. You know, now here are some birds. This is a bird that makes a.
I don't know birds.
It makes a hooting sound.
The owl.
And then the kind that gets up on a tree and. With the wood.
Technically.
All right. And one that has, this is an animal now, but that, well, I'll get off the birds, an animal that has a bad smell that when it's frightened, it's. Okay. And then these are animals that run around in the trees, little bushy tails.
Sure.
Now, are there any different kinds of these that you can.
I don't know that.
Okay. How about these things with hard shells that sometimes have pearls in them?
Oysters.
All right, and these things that are down around creeks and make croaking sounds? Some of them.
Dogs.
All right. And you know something like a squirrel? It's a small thing that runs along on the ground and never goes up in a tree?
Is it a ground squirrel?
It is. Now, are there different kinds of frogs?
There are bullfrogs and toadfrogs.
And have you ever seen these very small ones?
No.
Or how about these things that people dig up for bait?
Worms.
Any other names for them?
Interesting.
Okay. How about these things with hard shells that move along the ground very slowly?
Turtles.
Are those in land or water?
Land.
And what would you call the ones in the water? What about these things that have long, slender wings and fly around in the water? I'm very much interested. I'm sure they have those out in the country. And I just wondered what, like, you call them or what your grandfather might have called them. The proper name for them, or the scientific name, or common name for them is dragonfly. That is the scientific name, but that's what
I've heard. That.
Have you ever heard them called either snake feeders, or snake doctors, or mosquito hawks?